Blog Talk Radio.
Southwick, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. This is Myron Grace, the Midnight Hour Radio Show. We're going to be going live now. It started a few minutes late. That was Najee. Bet you don't know that I had planned while you was on hold. But welcome to the Midnight Hour Radio Show with author and I presume you're a programmer too, Ryan Southwick, on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace. Mr. Southwick, I'm looking at your bio a little bit now. I see you hail from San Francisco, California. Can you tell me how did you come about becoming a writer?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, thanks for having me. I've been a programmer for, I think, almost 30 years now in the San Francisco Bay Area, working on medical applications, back office applications, mostly. Did a little bit of game development as well. At some point in my career, I've always had these characters in this story, you know, bouncing around in my head. And I just decided to give it a try. And I think one of the things that really surprised me once I started doing it was how similar to software development it was. You know, following a similar process of creating something that works, but then going back and revising and refactoring, almost the same way you do with a computer program, to make the book smoother, to make it the pieces fit better, and just generally improve things.
Right. I understand that. I'm actually a computer network administrator, Ryan Southwick, on the Midnight Hour Radio Show. It seems as though a lot of computer guys end up getting off into writing or guys just in mathematics. I have no idea why that is. It's quite amazing to me. But I know, Mr. Southwick, I know you got a new book out, author Ryan Southwick, on the Midnight Hour Radio Show, but I read something about the Z-Tech Chronicles. Can you tell me about that book?
Absolutely. So the Z-Tech Chronicles is the name of the series. The first book is Angels in the Mist. And the series is, it centers around Ann Perrin, who's a waitress with PTSD, who really just wants a normal life and the ability to have a normal relationship with another human being. And because it's an urban fantasy science fiction book, she ends up getting exactly the opposite in almost every way you can imagine. Events, over the course of the series, events just completely spiral out of control, and this waitress finds herself in the middle of this supernatural threat that starts in San Francisco. Most of the series is focused in San Francisco, but as the series progresses, the scope becomes bigger and bigger until it becomes global. And so this poor waitress, who basically starts the series jumping at her own shadow, has to dig deep to find the hero I'd like to think lives in us all, for everyone's sake, and become more than she ever dreamed.
Author Ryan Southwick on the Midnight Hour Radio Show telling us about his book, The Z-Tech Chronicles, and how his story progressed. Well, what I want to know, Mr. Southwick, author Ryan Southwick, is what made you engage in writing in the first place? What was it that made you engage in writing? What was it that motivated you?
I think some of it is I wanted to tell the story that I wanted to hear. Again, I had these characters in mind, going back to high school, bouncing around, playing with my friends and things like that. And I, over the years, they started taking form. And as I was reading more, I'm also a fairly voracious reader. I started reading some stories, and I just kept. It might sound weird, but I just kept inserting these characters into those stories. And eventually, I got to the point where it's like these characters, they really deserve their own story, and that's really how it started. And it started out probably like a lot of writers. It started out very slowly. Like I think the first chapter I wrote was in the middle of what ended up being the book. And then another one towards the beginning, another one towards the end, just kind of as the flashes came to me. And, over the course of 2.5 years was really, teaching myself how to write. There are a tremendous number of wonderful resources out there. And just chipping and chipping away at it until the story took on enough of body to run itself in a way, and so I was able to flesh in all of the pieces and get that going. And so at the end, I think that's exactly what I ended up with. I think I've read this thing, as most authors do. I've probably read it 15 times, end to end over the course, and I never get tired of the story.
Author Ryan Southwick on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace. Ryan, where do you get your ideas?
I pull it from a lot of places. So, I'm a programmer in San Francisco, been here in the industry for 30 years. So, because most of the novel series does take place in San Francisco, I was able to draw a lot of that just from being here, also from being, you know, a lot of the startup culture and some of the also blending in some of the corporate culture to give it some color. The fantasy and science fiction inspiration really came from going back, really, you know, to high school, you know, playing games with my friends, playing, you know, I'm also a computer gamer, so there's some inspiration that comes from there. I'm a voracious reader, so I get a lot of inspiration from some of the classical. I love epic fantasies, and so what a lot of people will find is that this series, even though it's contemporary, it takes place modern day and it's more urban fantasy, it's an epic urban fantasy. And so it shares a lot of things in common with an epic high fantasy that you might read, where it's kind of the hero's journey, where you start with a I think I've always been fascinated about the hero's journey, where you start with somebody very, very low. And, you know, you get to see their progression until, you know, you get to the end of the series. And, you know, that person is more than you or they ever thought they could be. And so putting that into action, I think actually completing a series like that, and most of the series actually is written, it's just going through editing right now, is just a tremendous feeling of accomplishment.
Author Ryan Southwick on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace. Tell us, Ryan, what was the purpose that you think you wrote, or what type of message are you trying to convey? And can you repeat the name of the latest book in the series?
Absolutely. So the first book in the series is Angels in the Mist. That's part of the first book in the Z-Tech Chronicles. And the message, it's even though it's urban fantasy, and you know there are elements of fantasy in there, the affliction that the protagonist has, PTSD, is a real one. Even though it's in some cases it's presented in an extreme measure, not necessarily you know, textbook clinical, but the symptoms and the problems that she faces are very real. So I think one message is just calling attention to, you know, how serious that actually is. The second, because the book deals with a bunch of different types of people, and I almost want to say beings, it does tend to, even though there's a lot of everything in it, there's action and adventure, but there's also relationships and conversations and things like that. A lot of it comes actually back to acceptance, which I think is topical today, given what's going on out there. Because, you know, this waitress finds herself, you know, with these very extraordinary, very, very very different people who have challenges of their own and not necessarily clean histories. And, you know, it's about reconciliation and acceptance, and about, you know, a lot of ways about how it almost doesn't matter how different we are, that there is a way, there is a commonality to get along.
Author Ryan Southwick talking about his books on the Midnight Hour Radio Show. Ryan, give us that book name again, the latest in the series.
Angels in the Mist.
Angels in the Mist by author Ryan Southwick, in a series of books that I guess the purpose of them is to discuss how we are similar no matter how different we are. Is that the purpose, you would say, Ryan Southwick?
Absolutely. In a well, fun, fantastical setting.
Author Ryan Southwick on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Gray. Can you tell us, Ryan, what's the process you use to write a book?
So I use there are plotters, as they call it. There are plotters and pantsers. Plotters are the ones who write down a detailed outline and tend to stick with that and basically then just fill out the outline as they go. Pantsers are people who I've got an idea and they just start writing and let the story take them where they will. I use a hybrid approach. So like a lot of authors out there, I use Scrivener as my tool of choice. So when I have an idea, I come up with usually just a couple sentences, high-level idea of the book. But then I'll start by creating story cards in the software using just a sentence or two. To outline some of the major points in the book and how I see it progressing. And then I'll go back and usually start from the beginning and start fleshing it out. But I'd say, you know, every couple of chapters, I'll go back and I'll re-edit and I'll try to share it with somebody to get feedback in an agile software development manner, trying to get rapid feedback so that I can improve the book as it goes and not have to, you know, at the end find out that I created something that is undigestible or undesirable. So be able to correct it as I go before I get too far. And then as I'm going, though, as many authors will tell you, when you're writing a story, it tends to take on a life of its own, and the characters take on a life of their own. And even though I've written in the story cards that here's how I want the story to go, it doesn't always go that way. And so I might get a third of the way through the book, and I've had to do this a couple of times with a couple of different books, just tear up the rest of the cards virtually, put them in the trash can, and take a really assess where the book has gone so far and where does it make sense that, you know, it's going or should go given, you know, events and what's happened and the characters as I know them at that point, because they evolve as you write. And basically I'm not afraid to rewrite those cards in order to make the story feel as true and flow as well as it possibly can. And then, of course, come, you know, the numerous edits. So, you know, once I've got through to the end, I give it to an alpha reader. Usually I get a lot of great feedback there. I'll go through, I'll do another pass. I'll have four or five different beta readers. I'll get some usually very, very valuable input from there. And then it goes off to an editor. And then there's, you know, two or three cycles of editing that happen from there as well.
Author Ryan Southwick on the Midnight Hour Radio Show, talking about his new book, Angels in the Mist, available on Amazon.com and other outlets. It's in a series of books. Now, Ryan Southwick, what's the name of the series again?
The Z-Tech Chronicles.
The Z-Tech Chronicles, Angels in the Mist being the most recent book by author Ryan Southwick, available at Amazon and other outlets. Ryan, in your book, did you try to deliver original content or try to give the readers something that you think they wanted to hear or read?
Oh, this is definitely original content. So when I was writing this, you may have heard this comparison before. It's a little bit like the movie The Princess Bride, in that it delivers a little bit of everything. There's a little bit of romance. There's a little bit of action and adventure. There's a little bit of comedy. There's a little bit of drama. There's a little bit of something for everybody. And so when I wrote the series, it wasn't necessarily with urban fantasy in mind or with science fiction in mind or with a particular there are vampires in the book with a particular vampire trope in mind. It really I pretty much started from scratch thinking about, okay, well, you know, we've got these characters and the situation, and How, you know, if we were to look at things from this perspective, how might things evolve? And, you know, let's forget for a second what, you know, happens with traditional vampires or traditional tech or traditional whatever. Like, what would that evolutionary path look like? And so it definitely delivers a unique experience and a unique perspective on a lot of that, as well as, again, there's a high tech aspect, you know, androids and artificial intelligence, and again, it takes its own viewpoint from that for sure. About, you know, if these evolutionary facts were true, what would that look like? And most interestingly to me, then, is how do all of those, if all of those are true, how do those play together in a realistic manner? And I honestly think that is what you will not find in any other series.
Author Ryan Southwick on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with Myron Grace talking about his new book, Angels in the Mist, part of a ZTech series available on Amazon and other outlets. Ryan Southwick, what kind of research do you do, and how long do you spend researching before you wrote this book?
Well, I spent, because of the number one, having, you know, written a female protagonist as a male author, I spent a good amount of time not just researching, but just, you know, talking with people and you know, running it by a lot of my female friends to get, you know, very, very frank feedback on, you know, hey, is this realistic? Am I just, you know, completely out there or whatever? So, but there's also then, of course, there's the tech side, which I feel very comfortable with because I've, you know, been in the industry for a very long time, and part of it's, you know, fantasy. I get a creative license there. But the PTSD side was something that you know, being very honest, is something that was new for me. And so I, as the book evolved, the protagonist didn't actually start out having that affliction, but as I said, after a couple of iterations, it ended up fitting that the protagonist, the reason for some of her behaviors was PTSD. And basically, as soon as I made that decision, I put the series aside and I spent several weeks reading everything I could on PTSD treatment, watching, you know, videos of people who have it and their reactions and what life is like for them and how traumatic and how difficult it can be, as well as, you know, accountings of, you know, how, what does that road to healing look like? What are the, you know, therapy options available? As well as the process was very interesting because as I started putting the book in front of people who I'd known for many, many years, there were some confessions that came forward out of that, which started some very different conversations. And so all of that went into making specifically the first book, again, as true to life, I think, as it could be for, you know, for that particular area. Other books down the line. So in the fourth book, another example is that there's a significant presence on a military vessel, which I think I've only ever stepped on once or twice. So, you know, once again, I went through kind of a first pass and, you know, found out that I got it significantly wrong, put it aside, and probably spent 2 months talking with folks in the Navy to understand what that looked like, you know, watching documentaries, watching series, reading everything that it could on military protocol and stuff like that, and then basically went back and rewrote it from the ground up to be as realistic as possible with, you know, using the correct terminology and the correct attitudes and making sure that I had the roles right and things like that. So,
author Ryan Southwick, talking about his new book, Angels in the Mist, part of the Z-Tech series, available on Amazon.com and other outlets. Ryan, did you put any secrets in the book that only a few people will find, or put in any underlying messages in the book, Angels in the Mist?
I did, and if I revealed them, I think that would be a spoiler. So yeah, there's plenty in there that I think some of it, I think if you're a local, you'd only get if you were a local to San Francisco. There aren't too many of those, so you know, if you're not from San Francisco, don't feel like you'd be left out of the loop. But you know, some are also inside jokes for people in Silicon Valley. I think it's you know, unless you've actually worked for a startup, it'd be difficult to identify with. But again, there aren't many of those. Most of it is very accessible, and especially the technology. You know, when we go into the technology side, is very, very accessible. You do not have to have a computer science degree or anything like that to read this, not by any stretch. There's a couple of things. And then, you know, some, I'm sure a lot of authors do that too. People who know me, some of my friends from way back when, there are some personal references in there that I think, you know, a couple of people would chuckle at.
Author Ryan Southwick on the Midnight Hour Radio Show, with Myron Grace, talking about his new book, Angels in the Mist, part of the Z-Tech book series. Brian, is this book meant to be sort of a spiritual journey, or just something for a person to read to have some type of excitement or interest?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't mean, you know, despite the heavy topics that I've laid out, it's not meant to be a heavy read, right? You should be able to. My hope would be for anybody who picks up this book that number one, by the time they get to the end of the book, they feel inspired. They feel inspired that, you know, here is this person who you know, hopefully, again, no spoilers, but, you know, overcame all of these obstacles that, you know, even if there wasn't this, you know, supernatural element or whatever, who would have challenges enough, you know, was able to rise to the occasion, and really get past all of this and find happiness, you know, that it's possible for anybody. I would hope people would feel inspired and not daunted, you know, because again the topic and the writing style is very approachable and hopefully very relatable, you know, for people who are reading through it. Despite kind of the tech and the urban fantasy theme, there is a large focus on the protagonist and her relationships with these other people and how those relationships evolve and you know, how they get past some of those challenges.
Author Ryan Southwick on the Midnight Hour Radio Show with your host, Myron Grace, talking about his book, Angels in the Mist, part of the Z-Tech series, available on Amazon.com and other outlets. Ryan, a lot of writers write in their mind but never write on paper. Author Ryan Southwick, what gave you the courage to write it out on paper?
Oh, that's a hard one. You know, I gotta say, part of it is probably age. I think, you know, the older you get, the less you care about if people start making fun of you. you know, it like a lot of authors will tell you, when you write a book, you really are putting your soul out there. You're laying your soul bare for others to see and judge. And it's probably part of the reason when I wrote this book, I worked on it for 2.5 years and had gone through 2 or 3 edits before anybody even knew I was writing a book. I hadn't even told my wife I was writing a book. until that far into it. And part of it, I think it was just that fear of being judged. But I don't know. I got to a certain point where I was like, okay, it's time. You know, this is good. This is as good as I can make it where I am right now in my career as an author. And again, this is going back a few years now. And the first person who read it was my mom. And for a lot of authors out there, especially when you have if there are any sort of sexual themes or whatever in your book, having your mom read that can be a little daunting. And getting that sort of feedback, but when I knew it was time, it was time. And putting it out there was difficult. I can't actually say what triggered the courage, but it was one of those things that even after I got that first feedback, putting it in front of the second person was almost as hard, and then the third person. And then eventually, I think you get to the point where it's like, okay, yeah, not everybody's going to like it. Not everybody's going to agree. And of course, as you start building up your skill, after your third or fourth book, you get a little bit better sense of what people are going to react strongly to, and it becomes a little bit easier. But getting that first round of feedback, that was hard.
Author Ryan Southwick. On the Midnight Hour Radio Show with host Myron Grace. We're going to wrap it up in about 3 minutes, Ryan. I want to ask you about your book, Angels in the Mist, part of the Z-Tech series, available on Amazon.com and other outlets by author Ryan Southwick. Tell us, Ryan, give us one reason why people should buy the book.
If you're looking for a contemporary, upbeat story and inspiration and friends that hopefully you can take with you after the book finishes, read the Z-Tech Chronicles.
Author Ryan Southwick. What would you like people to know about author Ryan Southwick?
Just that I'm really excited about the series. I'm really excited that other people might be interested in the series, and I'm really excited to hear what people think. So I've got a website, RyanSouthwickAuthor.com. Please drop by. Also on Facebook. Drop me a note. Let me know what you think. Ask questions. I would love to answer them.
Author Ryan Southwick, give us an email or something where people can reach out to you.
Sure. It's me at RyanSouthwickAuthor.com. Same as the website address. That's me.
Author Ryan Southwick. Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say that's me at RyanSouthwickAuthor, all one word, .com.
Absolutely. That's exactly what people want to hear. Ryan Southwick came on the Midnight Hour Radio Show and talked about his new book, Angels in the Mist, available on Amazon.com and other outlets. Ryan, what would you say to any author who it's just breaking out into the science fiction field?
Don't give up. It takes a while. You're not, as most authors will tell you, your first draft is going to be terrible, and that's fine. Just don't give up, because it won't always be that way.
Author Ryan Southwick, go out, everybody, and purchase his new book, Angels in the Mist, part of the Z-Tech series. Available on Amazon.com and other outlets. I want to thank you, Ryan, for coming on the Midnight Hour Radio Show. Until next time.
Thank you for having me, Myron. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.